We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield, live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Also brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. And by Riverwind Casino, still the one. This is Sooner Sports Talk. Now, here are your hosts, Teddy Lehman, and the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
There they are, that Sooner Nation right there. It is a Tuesday night, and they have packed out Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. It's Lincoln Riley Showtime. Please help me welcome right now the Butkus and Bednarik Award winner and the best color analyst in college football, Teddy Lehman, everybody.
T-Row, how we doing, brother? Doing all right?
I'm doing good. I'm still trying to get the heart rate to come down a little bit after Saturday.
I saw the video.
That's so embarrassing.
You okay? Yeah.
I was a couple of moments there I don't quite remember. So.
Yeah. Well, I think I can't blame you. There were so many moments. I don't think anyone can remember all of them.
How about that game?
Craziest thing I've ever seen.
Best game you've ever seen? I heard you
best
say that.
Best football game I've ever seen, I've ever been to, any level. It was just amazing. 4 hours, pure entertainment. First play of the game, well, first play wasn't so entertaining, but, you know, it was action. They scored a touchdown. Last play of the game, we scored a touchdown. I mean, everything in between was just chaos.
Tell them what you said about the fans.
Yeah, I believe that the fans were a huge part of that win. They have a claim in that win. I honestly believe that fan base willed that team to victory. It was awesome to watch. 50,000 or however many were in that half were bringing it.
It was crazy. Hey, the One Pass is your one ticket to 80-plus Sooner athletic events and access to exclusive experiences. Go to Soonersports.com/OnePass for more information on how to experience the best in collegiate athletics. Opening segment brought to you by Noble McIntyre, McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. Somebody tell me in my ear, do we have the head coach? I believe we do. Let's go live now to the Switzer Center and welcome in the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, the undefeated Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley, everybody. Hi, coach.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
I'm good. How are you, coach?
I'm good. A little tired, but I'm good. I'm good. I could tell it's 7 in a row here. So it's good. It's been a good week. Good preparation, getting ready for a good TCU squad come to town. So all good.
Teddy says it's the best football game he's ever seen. You concur?
It was good. It was good.
I mean, you got to understand the fans' perspective, yeah. Coach. Like, you guys may not have graded out the best you've ever graded out, but like from the outside looking in, that game had absolutely everything.
We might need to give him 20 years to reflect.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. No. It was fun. It was. Heard you guys talking before it came on there. You're right. The atmosphere was great. Our fans that made the trip down to Dallas were awesome. Even when we weren't playing well early, they were great. There was a lot of support, even coming in at halftime down 500 or whatever we were down. And they did a great job. Yeah, the fans were great. You know, guys were bought in, and got it rolling. And, you know, you don't always get a shot to come back from ones like that. So that one was pretty special.
What's going through your head early in that football game? You know, it's not the start you want. First play defensively is a touchdown, then a quick three plays on offense, and then a block punt. I know you are obviously aware that there's a ton of time left in the game, but how do you relay that to your team? I mean, what's going through your head in that moment?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to trust some of the preparation that you've done and talking to guys about this game. And there's inevitably, there's always momentum shifts in this game. I mean, rarely do you see this game played where there's not. And you never know when those are going to happen. And yeah, none of us dreamed up that it would start like it did. And it's probably the worst start that we've had that I can remember here. But, you know, you got to keep playing. And if you're really true to kind of the mentality that you brought coming in, then you're going to be okay. And I think for me, I was disappointed, but also I felt like we were making a lot of the mistakes. I didn't give Texas credit. I mean, they capitalized on them, but I felt like we were causing a lot of it just by mistakes. And I felt like when we were even early in the game, when we were playing well, we were moving the ball. When we were playing well, we were stopping them. I still felt like it was under our control, meaning that if we would just simply cut out some of those mistakes and play a little bit higher quality of ball, that we were going to have a chance to get on a run. And the team believed it. And I think you saw that in the way they played.
I've heard you comment a couple of times about halftime. You're down 18. That's the number. But tell us about halftime, from going up the tunnel right through, you know, addressing your team.
Yeah, there was a good vibe, good energy in the locker room. Compared to the locker room was a lot like the Baylor locker room a few years ago down in Waco when we got down early. It was energized. It was you'd have walked in our locker room, you never thought we were down, you know, the amount of points that we were. I mean, guys were energized. They were listening. They were intent. There was a ton of energy, a ton of belief. I mean, it was we're frustrated that we didn't play better, but we know we can play better. And if we play better, we know we can get back in this thing. I mean, I think everybody felt that. It wasn't like – I didn't feel like I was having to convince them. It was like just kind of confirming what they already believed. And it was good to see that, obviously.
You made the move at quarterback. Did you have a feeling at any point in the game that it was kind of moving to that moment, or was it just kind of a – after the turnover thing, how'd you approach that decision?
Yeah, just watching how it played out. You know, I mean, I think, and obviously there were several things offensively that weren't Spencer's fault by any stretch. But I was watching kind of how we were playing, watching how he was playing, and I thought he saw a lot of things well, and there was a couple of things that he didn't see as well or do as well as he typically does. And so I made the decision to – kind of in the same light that I made the decision in that game last year. I said, I'm going to take you out for a series, catch your breath, give Caleb a couple shots here, and kind of more just to settle him down. And then, you know, again, kind of like last year, I didn't know I was going to obviously see how it played out. And then we, you know, we got on a run and started playing pretty efficient. You know, felt like we got some momentum and just felt like it was the right thing to do at that time to continue to stick with Caleb until the 2-point play. And that one, felt like Spencer was ready and more prepared to go in and execute that. And he did. So, that's how we got there.
So many big moments. One of them was 4th and 1 in the first quarter. You're down 28-7 on your own 34-yard line. You ended up making the play to start the second quarter, but we had the conversation on the radio. Gabe said, oh, you got to go for it. He said, Teddy, do you go for it? And Teddy was like, oh, you got to get it because you got to get it. Huge gamble there, Coach, but what was your thinking?
Well, we were just down, you know, we didn't have momentum. You know, you're already down 21 points. There's a lot of game left, but I mean, you're going to start making a comeback like that. It's got to start somewhere. And felt like the team needed a little bit of a jolt and some momentum. And so, yeah, we made the decision. I knew it was a risk. I mean, the risk is you get Texas great field position down 21 points and you're just starting the second quarter. So, I mean, I was well aware of the risk involved. And listen, yeah, if it doesn't work or Caleb gets tackled, then you know, everybody's going to call me an idiot. I mean, that's how these things go. But I'm at that point, I'm thinking about what's going to put us in best position to have a chance to win it, you know, and I'm not playing for keep things close or any of that. So it was we felt good about the call, went with it, obviously made a big play, and it was a good momentum boost for the entire team.
You feel like plays like that, you know, everyone knows the risk, right? Whenever you're standing there in the offensive huddle and your offensive line, it's like, okay, well, this is a huge call. And whenever you get it blocked up and it obviously turns into a huge play, do you think they feed off of that, knowing that you're putting that trust in them at that moment?
I think so. I think it's just belief that we can do it. You know, that they know – they know the risk associated with it. Most of those guys in there understand that, like you said. So, yeah, I do. I think it's, you know, if you're going to have a comeback like that, you're going to have to be bold. You're going to have to make some, you know, some gutsy plays on the field. You're going to have to make some tough calls on the field. I mean, that's the only way that you get back into ones like that. So, it was, like I said, it's always good when it works. But I do think it was, you know, just not just the points and obviously that, but just the momentum of it. You could feel that.
I want to skip around. Just too many big plays to kind of go sequentially here. The Caleb Kelly play.
Yeah.
Did you see it when it happened? Because it didn't seem like anybody but Caleb knew it happened in the stadium. And then how about that moment for that kid and yeah. Everything he's been through?
Yeah, the moment for him was awesome, just to make that play, you know, for us when the team needed it and kind of continue the momentum in the stadium. I think that was huge. I did have a decent vantage point of it. I could tell that when he went down or right when he was on the ground, I could tell that he had the ball. I just couldn't tell exactly when it had come out. And then, yeah, obviously, once you saw the replay, like there was no doubt. I mean, he had it and we knew it was our ball. But, yeah, to get it out that clean, you know, Brian Meade did a great job, you know, kind of stopping the momentum of the runner. And then Caleb was in there to come in there and obviously strip the ball out. So great job. And our kickoff team was awesome all day. I mean, those guys were there were some big, big time plays by our kickoff team.
Did you see the Fox?
Randomly, I happened to look up the Jumbotron to look at the score or look at some time on the clock, whatever. And I did see they had it on the Jumbotron, but I didn't pay much attention to it at that point.
Yeah. Well, you were coaching a football team at the time. I understand that. But do they have foxes out in Muleshoe?
Oh, yeah. We had one in there was one that lived Jones Stadium at Texas Tech, where obviously I was for years. There was one that lived, like, I don't know exactly, like, where he actually slept. But, I mean, if we had a night practice, he was going to be out there. It almost kind of became like the team pet in a way. So, yeah, Fox is like football stadiums for some reason.
The Fox would just come out and watch Texas Tech practice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you would. If you're in there at night practicing, either run around in the stands or run around the field. I mean, you inevitably you'd see it. I mean, we saw it all the time.
We need a Fox.
There we go.
Right? We need Fox in our stadium.
Maybe it changed the momentum the other day.
Well, we're blaming it. Teddy, what'd you call the OU end of the stadiums? The Fox Trap forever?
Fox Trap. They couldn't get out of there in the fourth quarter. Texas was stuck. Felt like that whole end was caving in on them. That was awesome.
All right, we need a timeout. We got so much more to talk about with Coach. We're going to start to take some of your questions on Twitter rolling in when we come back at TRO OU or at OU on the air. You're watching the Lincoln Riley Show here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by the best place to gear up for game day is shop.soonersports.com. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
Whether you're home gating or tailgating for the OU game, make a winning play with Tostitos chips. Tostitos packs the crunch for a touchdown in taste. Welcome back. Toby and Teddy with you. We are joined by Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley. 55-48, the final Saturday in the Cotton Bowl in an all-timer of a game. It's TCU coming up this Saturday night, primetime, 6:30 in the Palace. We'll talk about the Frogs in just a second. Coach, your Rudy's Anywhere question of the night. Brian Stoddard's going to receive a $50 gift card from Rudy's. On Twitter, he asks, please tell me the name of that Kennedy Brooks direct snap play. I want to name my future grandchild after it. Does it have a name?
It does, but if you knew the name, you would not want to name your future grandchild. I promise you that. So,
bunch of numbers and formations.
We might have to recycle it at some point, so I better keep that one in the vault.
Or origin of that, or why you thought it would work, or just the success of it? I don't think we've seen it this year. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, we hadn't done it this year. We've done it. We've done some things similar before. Honestly, I mean, just something we felt like we could execute, and got some confidence going on. We ran it earlier in the game and had a nice run on it that Kennedy broke, and it just kind of happened right, you know. Just the other two situations, it was just kind of felt like right place, right time. We had it on a hash. You guys know how I love my hashes, had it on the right ash and the correct ash, and just happened to hit. So. You know, those plays are great. I mean, everybody sees the little window dressing and all that. But, I mean, that's not the story. That's not why it works. It works because the guys executed it at a high level. They blocked up a counter play, a couple of times about as good as you could do it. And it's just really great execution by our players.
I got a hash question, if I could jump in, because Gabe has a theory about the final touchdown, mm-hmm. that there's 10 seconds on the clock. Ball's on the left hash, right, Coach? Ball was on the left hash.
It was.
And which you were nervous, by the way, upstairs. You were worried.
About what?
The clock.
I was just trying to help Lincoln, Coach. I do that from time to time.
I hear a few others do, too. Yeah.
Gabe's theory is Texas was going to think you were going to try to center up the ball there, and so you were going to run the play to the right. So by running it left, you knew in advance you were going to try to maybe out-scheme him. Was that thought process at all?
Maybe.
All right. There you go.
Well,
I'm going to take that as a yes.
I'll take it as a yes, too. And from a dumb defensive guy, there's no way the defense was thinking, like, squaring the ball up out there. Those guys are just trying to get lined up straight, I would think. But, hey, I love the first time you ran it, and, gosh, this guy just shows up every single week. Drake Stoops, man, the lead block on the first one was awesome. You obviously caught the two-point conversion, another great block on the game winner there. That guy just shows up every single week. Special teams as well out there on kickoff.
Nah, he does, man. He's a ball player. He is tough. He's extremely dependable. He's really turned into an outstanding receiver. He's a smart player. Feel like you can do so many different things with him on offense, on special teams. He's been good for us on kickoff. I mean, he's He's just a ball player, man. I wish we had 10 more like him. He's one of the hardest workers on our team. It's been fun to see him create all these different roles for himself and become such an important player on this team. So he's been fantastic. He's a difference maker for us.
All right, more quarterback questions. You go to Caleb. His first three possessions, you go field goal, punt, field goal. You were down 18 when you went to him. You're still down 18. We're into the third quarter now. Last year, you know, you went back to Spencer. Was there consideration of going back to him in the third quarter?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, I was just kind of evaluating the whole time. And Caleb was doing a good job taking care of the ball. He had a couple of plays with his legs that I thought helped. And I thought, it, for the most part, his decision-making was pretty good. Even the one that we punted, we dropped the ball there on the sideline. So, I mean, I felt like that he was playing pretty well and we had some momentum offensively. But, no, I was close. I was close to going back. And, again, not for bad reasons, not because Caleb was playing bad, because he wasn't. I think that just my confidence in the other guy is high, just like it is in Caleb. So I kind of felt like I was sitting there with two guys that were ready to play well, and they were both in a good frame of mind. So, but the momentum was strong enough that obviously stayed with Caleb.
And he's a great threat running the football. We've seen that. 50-plus yard runs this season. What effect, if any, do you think that maybe had on opening up the running game for Kennedy Brooks? Because, man, it really got rolling. And a lot of great individual efforts by him running through tackles and stuff. But do you think that maybe that helped open things up a little bit with that threat back there?
Yeah, it's possible. Although I can't look back at it and say that I think – like Texas played us just a whole lot different. I think the biggest factor in my mind was how well we played on the offensive line in the run game. I mean, the tight ends, the O-line, I thought the guys really played well. We got some really consistent movement at the line of scrimmage. We didn't miss very many assignments at all. We were physical. We played tough, played hard. I think that to me – and when I go back and watch the run game, you know, guys that carried it did a great job, but there was some room there. And a lot of those plays were, you know, blocked up, you know, pretty close to how you would expect or want them to be. So, you know, and that's what you do. You try to give, you know, your best athletes as much space and room to run as you can. And our boys up front and, again, tight ends, fullbacks, all those guys did an outstanding job.
Well, everybody is fascinated by knowing what you're going to do this week, Coach. What will be your decision-making process at quarterback?
I think like any other position, I think you evaluate the game plan, evaluate the individual players, make a decision on what you think is the best plan going in to try to give you the best chance to play well and to win. And then, like always, got to be ready to adjust because things come up, things change in the game, and I'm glad we got two good ones.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Before we move on from Texas, I just got to ask you, what's your mindset post-game whenever the fans start storming the field? You start to get nervous for yourself and the players out there whenever that happens? What was going through your mind there?
Honestly, didn't really realize it. You know, I got over to see a couple of people on the Texas staff, a couple of their players, and then by the time I saw my wife and I did the post-game interview with Holly, and then by that point, I kind of realized there was more people down there than normal. And Yeah, it took us forever to get our – we always do a big team picture. We hang them in our facilities. Teddy knows this from, you know, the OU-Texas game, Big 12 championship game, and then bowl games. And so I was trying to gather the team up to take a picture. Yeah, it was a little tougher than it's been in other years. It was –
there's going to be some randoms in there this year.
There are a couple. We'll have to edit a couple out.
Did you win any OU-Texas games?
Yeah.
You did?
Won a couple of them, yeah.
I don't remember any of this.
Yep.
Come on now. He's my best
friend. No, it was a long time ago. Yeah. I don't blame you for not remembering.
Most of these people weren't alive. But how great was it to have that many possessions in a game, Coach? You had to be like a kid in a game.
Did you run out of plays?
Yeah. I forgot what it felt like. I think we had close to as many in the first half as we'd had the previous three games, for the entire game. So, it was a different style, and that's what we kept preaching to our guys that, hey, we've been in some of these low possession games, and, if you had this one, we've had a few, but this one still has got a lot to go. You could just tell by the nature of it. And so I think for us, there could be a lot more chances here in this one, and just if you hang in there and keep swinging, we're going to have enough shots at it. So, but that was good. I mean, like I said, they're all good. You just got to find a way to win them, however they transpire. And like I said, we got on a run, and I think the number of possessions did allow us at some of those times when we did kick field goals that maybe the decision making process would have been possibly different. Had it been a lower possession game.
Tell us about, the secondary, I would say, didn't have its best day. Do you have concerns going forward with the back end of the defense?
Yeah, we got to play better. I mean, there's no question. Now we're playing without a couple of our guys. We get that. But at the same time, guys have got to get in there and step up. We definitely played better in the second half. We're more competitive. I think we had, I think maybe – one that really was not covered well that got really loose on us in the second half. And other than that, the coverage was tighter, and I think that's why a lot of times we were able to get home and get more hits on the quarterback, more sacks. So we definitely played better in the second half, but at the same time, we obviously gave up too many down-the-field throws. And again, occasionally, somebody schemes you up and just does a phenomenal job, and, hey, they beat you, just had a better call than you. We had a few too many that we got beat on base calls that the separation out there should not be there. And so, again, just some of the mental errors, especially early in the game, that we were making all over the board, and the secondary was part of that as well. So we're able to steady the ship a little bit, certainly in the second half, and not give Thompson so many shots down the field and not so many quick throws and make him hang on to it. And obviously that plays into our strength with our pass rush. But we do. We have to play better. I mean, it's, a couple of those guys will get back as time goes on. But the guys that are playing now have got to improve. I think they did improve in the second half. And I think a lot of these guys that haven't had a lot of reps that are learning and having to learn on the fly, they're going to get better quickly. So, and we're going to need them too, because we know we've got obviously a big one coming up this week and a lot of other big challenges down the road.
Woody Washington, Theo Weiss, Jalen Redmond, anything new on their status? Are they getting close at all? Or?
Yeah, they're all at different points. I mean, we expect them all back at some point this year. So I would say they're all, doing very well and on track. We've had a number of them, but so is everybody else. That's a part of it. So we'll be excited to get them back when the time comes.
All right, we'll take a break. One more segment with Lincoln Riley when we come back, including the Butkus Brain Teaser tonight. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. We'll be right back.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by the Sooner Sports Podcast. Is your all-access radio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively.
Welcome back. Toby and Teddy with you. Men's and women's basketball mini plans, single game tickets on sale now. It's almost basketball season, Teddy. Don't miss any of the action and secure your seats today by calling 405-324-2424 or by going to Soonersports.com/tickets. Lincoln Riley's final segment with us. Let's start this segment with our Academy Sports and Outdoors question tonight for one of their employees. Here it is.
Hey, Coach, is there one piece of memorabilia in your office that you treasure the most?
Good question.
Ooh.
You got a pretty good collection of Air Jordans in there.
Yeah, that's I do. There's some pretty good stuff in there. I mean, there's obviously, you know, some of the different trophies and championship trophies, Heismans, all that. But I would man.
They got to build you a new ring box every year, I think.
Well, we hope. Yeah, there's a couple of things in there that are really cool. My wife's grandfather was a tremendous high school basketball coach, one of the winningest in the history of United States high school basketball. And there's a quote from him kind of hanging in there that's really good. There's also member of the armed services. This was a couple of years back, right before we played Oklahoma State. I think Kyler's year, big Oklahoma fan, but brought me it's pretty cool, but it's actually a piece of when they brought down, everybody remembers kind of the iconic moment when they brought down Saddam's statue. And there's actually like a piece of that statue in there, which is wow. Really, really cool. So I got a couple cool artifacts like that have come through, and then yeah, and then the normal things that you would expect.
Interesting.
But you didn't think that was going to be my favorite piece of memorabilia.
I didn't expect Saddam to make the show tonight.
No, that was interesting.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool, the story behind it. And this guy was part of the battalion that brought him down and brought me the book that he had written and real inspirational kind of motivational stuff on how they took the city. And it's a really cool piece of history.
Well, huge game. You got to move on. And I know by the time we come in here, it's Tuesday, but you guys, it's like ancient history, the game from Saturday. But obviously there's a lot of buzz around that game, obviously because of the nature of the position, the quarterback stuff. I mean, there's a lot going around. How do you get your team to put that one in the past and move forward? And is it difficult, or are they pretty locked in on stuff like that?
Well, I mean, historically we've been pretty locked in on it, but this is a new team and you know, obviously we know it was a big game, important game last weekend, but it's, you know, it's over. I mean, I say it every year before you text us. I mean, yeah, the week's great. I love the game. I love every part about it, but I mean, it's still just one game. And at the end of the day, within the big picture, probably a little bit too much is made of it. Again, not trying to minimize it at all. I get how important it is, but it is just one of a lot. And we've got another big one coming up, a TCU team that's playing some really good ball, coming to town, and a talented offense, always a really good defense. We've had great battles with these guys for a long time. So this is an important game. I mean, it is. And they've got our full focus and attention. It's been – we got – the game put to bed pretty quickly Monday morning, and that's been the end of it. It's trying to get ready to go play these guys.
Zach Evans can really run it. Kendre Miller can really run it. Their quarterback, Max Duggan, can really run it. I think they had 47 rushes out of their 57 plays out in Lubbock. This is a big-time rushing attack you got to try to defend Saturday, Coach.
No, absolutely. No, they do a great job. Getting those guys the ball in space a lot of different ways. Backs are good. Line's playing well. Max is playing well. They're talented at the wideout position. A couple really big play guys there. So, no, they're a handful offensively. I mean, there's no question about it. So, it'll be, you know, another big challenge there for RD.
How about offensively? It seems like you've had that defense's number. Patterson usually puts together a really good squad, and it does kind of look like maybe they're starting to hit their stride a little bit on that side of the ball. What's the game plan going up against those guys?
Yeah, they're doing well. You know, they've been a little beat up, and they've got some of their better players back, and that's shown here the last couple of weeks. No, they're good, man. They've got one of the best corners in the country. A couple of very, very athletic edge guys like they always seem to have. You know, secondary's coached up, front's very disruptive. So, I mean, it's a, and I mean this with 1,000% a compliment, it's a very typical TCU defense. They make things tough on you. They make you earn it. They do enough things that are very difficult to prepare for and execute against. So it's always one of the biggest challenges we face each year.
And when you try to move the ball against that TCU defense, your starting quarterback will be we're the worst, man. The media is the worst, aren't they? Yeah. I apologize, Coach.
You're all good.
All right, let's go to a brain teaser now. Tonight's brain teaser brought to you by the Oklahoma Education Association, fighting unapologetically for every student across the state, no matter the zip code. 7 minutes ago, Teddy Lehman said to me during a commercial break, quote,
well, hang on. This is confidential information.
You didn't say this is off the record when you said this
to me. I
know. He said there's no way he gets this one tonight. End quote. So go ahead.
I've been embarrassed recently, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. 2018, TCU, first quarter. Score is 0-0. There's 11:15 left in the first quarter. Second and 8. Minus 18 yard line. And since you love your hashes so much, the ball is in the middle of the field.
Give me the time again.
11:15 first quarter.
2018 game.
2018.
That's Kyler's year.
See, he barely remembered the quarterback.
Oh, man. What's the down?
Second and 8.
Negative 18.
Yeah, minus 18. Ball is in the middle of the field.
They moved the monitor down to his left.
Down and left. Down and left. I'm just trying to figure out where I'm going to celebrate tonight.
First quarter, right?
First 11-18. Quarter. First quarter. 11:15, 0-0, second and 8, minus 18 yard line, middle of the field.
Golly. I know it's one of two.
We're in Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth, yeah. That's the only thing I can remember, by the way, about 2018 is where we played the game. Mm-hmm. He's got it down to two plays.
Yeah, I've got it down to two.
Take your time, Coach.
I feel like it was a pass to Carson Meyer. I think it was a little bootleg. Kyler threw it back to Carson. I think that's it. I'm not 100%, but I think that might be it.
Poker face. I'm not saying anything.
Let's roll the video. Bootleg to Carson Meyer is the call. Middle of the hash. That looks like a bootleg to me. That's Carson Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. He's still undefeated. I love it. Apologize to the man for Pete's sake.
Shouldn't have doubted you. Shouldn't have doubted you. Pretty impressive. That's about as random as it gets.
You pulled a Carson Meyer play out on a second and 8, and he got it.
No offense.
It wasn't a scoring play or anything.
No offense to Carson Meyer, but I clicked on the play-by-play, and I was scrolled. I was like, Carson Meyer, yeah, I'm going with that one. Yeah, there's not a lot of plays to Carson Meyer, so.
Congrats. That's why I remember him.
Nice. I'm writing that down.
Greater moment, when Kennedy Brooks ran in the winning touchdown, or right now, Coach, if you had to rank the two, what would you say?
This was good. That was better.
Okay, yeah. That's fair enough. Nice. Fair enough. All right. Well, Coach, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate it as always, and good luck against the Horned Frogs on Saturday night. Lincoln Riley, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Stay with us. We're not done. Lots more coming from Teddy and I here at Rudy's. We'll be back.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by
The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access radio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively.
Welcome back to Rudy's. Hey, make sure you're there for the next Sooner Magic moment by locking in your membership with the Sooner Club. Your 2022 membership renewal is now available, including early renewal incentives and monthly payment plans. For more information, visit SoonerClub.com/renew2020 today. That's SoonerClub.com/renew2020. Teddy, TCU, your thoughts on the Frogs and the challenge they present Saturday night?
Tough football team. Honestly, I'll tell you, I thought they were going to be a little bit better at this point in the season than they are right now. Max Duggan's a really good quarterback, super athletic, tough kid. They got a great tailback, a good group of wide receivers. Defensively, they're always smart. They're always well coached, but they have given up a bunch of plays this year, which is, you know, not typical. I thought they were going to have kind of get back to that standard of TCU defense, but hasn't really looked like that so far. But it's going to be a tough team. And just like everyone else, we're going to get the best they've played the entire year is going to show up. I mean, it always happens. They're going to take it as a huge challenge. And, you know, I do think that they're going to come out and try and run the football. You mentioned they ran it 47 times against Tech for almost 500 yards. I mean, they ran the ball a ton. And, you know, I think that they're going to try and possess it, run it, move the chains, and limit Oklahoma's offense. I mean, that's the formula to try and keep it close. Don't know why Texas didn't try that, but I expect TCU to.
Oh, you ran the ball great in the second half. If they run the ball like that, Oklahoma's a national title contender. Your confidence level that they can do it again. Did they figure out something with the O-line? Is it the quarterback? Is it the way Texas defended them? Are you confident OU can run the ball like that?
I think it's all of those things rolled into one. I mean, Texas definitely played us way more aggressively than anyone else has. I was shocked, honestly, by the way they played us. So that was a portion of it. I did think our offensive line had one of their better games, and Kennedy Brooks is really rounded into form. And I do think that, you know, Caleb Williams on a 4th-and-1 broke a tackle in the backfield. A guy has him one-on-one and goes for 60-plus yards. So that's a huge chunk of your running game right there. I do feel better about it. But you do have to also recognize that I don't think because of the great comeback and what happened that we can just totally eliminate all of the question marks or maybe problems that we've had up to this point. You know, you still got to go out and prove that you're correcting those areas. So I do expect a tough football game, though. I do.
Butkus's keys to victory for OU Saturday night when we come back. Final segment of Sooner Sports Talk here at Rudy's next. Stay with us.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. OU's football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show.
Big 12 report presented by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Here's the slate for this week. That 11 a.m. game between OSU and Texas is a big one. Teddy, you got 20 seconds. Keys to victory versus TCU.
Oh, we got to start off running the ball well. We got to build on what's gone on the last couple of weeks. Defensively, we got to, first off, limit big plays. We got to tackle better. No mental errors to let people get behind us. And we got to stop the run. Make Max Duggan beat us with his arms. Put it in third and long, make him predictable, and let that pass rush go.
6:30 kickoff. We got radio coverage for you. Pregame show at 4:30. We'll see you here next week at Rudy's. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.